And you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host.
And welcome back to the Tough Things First podcast. I'm Rob Artigo. I'm a writer and business owner in California. Thanks for having me back, Ray.
All right, Rob. So good to have you back.
Ray, the dangers of isolation. I'm sure we've touched on this in many ways when we've discussed, you know, social media and texting and everything. Our faces down in the phones, you know, get that crick in your neck from looking down at your phone all the time. Technology has empowered us to communicate with everyone we work with virtually at the same time. And we can send out a blast email. We can send out blast texts without even getting dressed in the morning. You know, I can telecommute for some of the work that I do, including doing this podcast. And I am dressed, but I don't have to get dressed to do this. Despite FaceTime, we know that we get less FaceTime usually with real people these days. Are we in danger of isolating ourselves in our business environments to the detriment of our creativity and innovation?
Sure. So I have a number of examples. I have a friend here who recently quit his company because his boss never communicated with him except vis-a-vis email or texting. What was the straw that broke the camel's back is that my friend had sent an important email off to his boss and never heard anything back. And so he pinged him on text and never heard anything back. So then when the boss finally got back to him, it was they wanted him to go to be trained in Cincinnati and for a particular new product they wanted to sell. And my friend said, no thanks. And so he quit because the communication was so one way, as you would. Whether your head is in Facebook or in other social media, it's one-sided. It's like watching TV. You know, it's not two-sided. You could take pictures and videos and you can go back and forth, but it's not very personal. And so you have like Skype available or FaceTime or Zoom or something like that. At least you see a person and there's some connection. So if there is no connection, then I think you're going to lose a lot. If there is a connection, then I think you have a chance of being successful with that media. So there are various ways to communicate. You don't have to always be video. You can do it with audio. Video just connects you better. That's why I think some of these other contact sources like Skype and so forth are good because you're right there and you can communicate with each other as though you were sitting across from each other. That's what I did. What I did is I would contact my employees all over the world. I mean, they were literally in different time zones in India and Germany and China and Japan and Korea, all over. They were all over the world and different time zones. And it was just not possible for us on a pragmatic basis to communicate with them face to face. I mean, literally in person. So we set up a way to communicate using Skype. That was the source we used, and it was quite effective. Then we got together, like, you know, every 6 months we would bring them here to the office, and then we'd see face to face. But then it was more of a group. I mean, we get the whole group together. Whereas when we're just communicating one on one, it would be more like on FaceTime or Skype.
They say a picture tells 1,000 words, right? It's the old adage, and I just figure that. You mentioned taking a picture to communicate with somebody and if you have that capability, but those 1,000 words that it may communicate may not be the true message that you intended because the person's interpreting the image. And so if you're just emailing the same and text is the same, it's one dimensional. In other words, you could write one sentence that you think it just communicates, you know, brief, quick, a statement of fact or whatever that you kind of expect the person to get the point. When they respond to that message, you realize that they misinterpreted the intent of what you were saying.
Happens all the time. Happens all the time.
It happens all the time. It destroys relationships. It can destroy relationships. So
that's why I hate emails. I don't like emails because they are so easily misinterpreted. And they kind of, as you said, are one-sided. So if you're face-to-face, in a sense of word, of either on Zoom or Skype FaceTime or something like that, you know, you can at least, you're seeing that person, their facial expressions, and you can see if they're misunderstanding what you're saying.
You've got to have that multi-level of communication if you want it to matter, because the first story you told about the guy who quit his job because he never had a chance to talk to his boss face to face can be that you just feel like since there is no connection, the person either doesn't care about you, doesn't care about what you're doing, and doesn't care about your time, and doesn't think that what you're doing or saying is valuable enough to even respond. So it is a way of isolating. You're isolating down to one form of communication that is not personal.
This one individual I'm speaking of, this friend of mine, never saw his boss ever. He never saw him visually on video or talked to him on the phone. And he worked for him for over 9 months and never had a personal contact with his boss. And that bothered him to the point he just said, I'm leaving.
I can imagine. You know, it happened to me many times. And sometimes I have regretted the words I've used because I didn't couch some kind of emotion into the email so that there was, that the intent emotionally was conveyed properly. So a lot of regrets there. If you isolate, you can tend to be a burden with your company and your employees and the people who you work for. Also, your creativity and innovation can suffer, right?
Exactly. And that's what happens, is that communication is so important to maintain harmony within an organization. So if you fail to communicate, you fail to negotiate with your people.
Words of wisdom, Ray. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, Rob. Thank you.
Find out more at toughthingsfirst.com, Tough Things First on Facebook, and Tough Things First is available on Amazon. That's the book, but you can also get the new book, The Zen of Zen. It's a fresh, off-the-presses type of book that can really bolster your daily pursuits as well. Thanks again, Ray.
You're welcome, Rob. Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.